This next poem is called Little Yellow Leaf. And I recalled recently, I'd forgotten for about a year, but I now recall the impetus of this poem. And I think I'll relate it, not for just a personal interest, but I think it does help with the idea of the poem. I was doing the only time I ever did this kind of thing, I was doing a genuine poetry circuit, which means you go around and around. And you really go pretty berserk. You go give about 12 readings in a row. That's what I was doing. I give 12 readings in a row, sometimes two a day, and driving every place. And you know, you just it's horrible. You end up hating your poems and hating your voice and hating your car. So it was about the sixth reading when I was all beginning. I mean, the self-hate business was beginning. About the sixth one. And I was at this really small college in Oregon. And I was having a coffee after the reading and sitting around. And the questions were very boring. They were asking, you know, the ones, no, like, do you really expect anybody to read your poetry? And just generally insulting you in every conceivable way. And suddenly out of the empty air, this voice came that said, don't you feel absolutely alone? And I turned around and it was this pretty girl. So, it was a shocking question at that point because I was trying very hard to say exactly what they wanted me to say. Everything they wanted me to say, I'd say. You know? That's the best thing to do. And so I was trying. Do you really expect anybody to read your poetry? No. You know, you say everything they want you to say. So this girl said that, and I was stunned. And then I go on, and I go out and get in the car and drive 150 miles and get out and go to another small college. And I'm going along reading, and all of a sudden I see that girl in the audience. And this happened the next 5 days. And I didn't say anything I didn't ever say anything to her, but she was always sitting there in the center of the room, just sitting there. And finally, about the fifth time it happened, right in the middle of a poem I was reading along, and I saw her and I couldn't say another word. Just so I asked her if she wanted to go get a beer. And and then I had to give another reading that night, and I said, "Where are you going to be at that one?" And she said she would be there indeed. And so it was at Corvallis. It was reading when I finally asked her if she wanted a beer. It was in Eugene, and then I was driving up about 60 miles to Corvallis, and she said she'd be there. So I left the pizza parlor and got in the car and started driving. There was a blizzard, and I got there and I gave the reading. And I, as a matter of fact, though I was really at the end of the line, really going wacky, I tried very hard to give an exceptionally good reading, and I thought it was a pretty good reading. And when it was all over, everybody started filing out the door, and everybody kept filing out, and she wasn't there. So I nearly went crazy. And her name, I remember her name was Vicky, and I knew what town she was from. She was from McMinnville, Oregon, if you're ever there. And and I called the operator and I said, I called McMinnville, Oregon, and I asked for Vicky. the operator gave me her number, right? And I talked to her, and she said that she'd fallen in a ditch. And so she came down then. She came down right away. But this poem is a lot more serious than any of that. You see, I think you'll, even though that's a silly anecdote, I think you'll see how I think it's relevant to the poem. There's an idea. I mean, I wasn't just telling. There is an idea that I had about that. And this was written up in the mountains during a blizzard in Oregon. It's called Little Yellow Leaf. A woman's pink body could be preserved separate from the mass and the mill. An anonymous, though urgent love, capable of disassembling the rest of us like a pure white puzzle or an essay fraught with hyphens. Preserved forever inside a glacier, she moves across the valley like a violin. Our gladness flares like a pheasant in an empty field. How strong the need to comprehend the little lights and bells inside our heads when she slides by. Avalanches will begin soon and maybe flood the town below. I think I know her name. Her name is Little Yellow Leaf. I should not let the others know. She is deathless dream. She holds loose and spare parts of lost lives together with one slender revolving finger. The world needs a love it cannot buy or chain. Untouchable, little yellow leaf, lure us beyond loss and gain. Let profit be the love we part with, and failure the first day of the rest of our lives.